glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Choices face us every day. Some of the choices are so insignificant that we make them without much thought. But then there are those decisions that we come face to face with that require some time to think about the outcome. If I choose this, what will be the results? And if I choose another alternative, what will the results be? Better or worse? I would like the opportunity to talk with you about one very important decision. It's one that has eternal consequences to it. It is a choice that Christians must make every day. It is a choice that only Christians can make.
Learning to lean, learning to lean, I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Sad, broken-hearted, at an altar I've knelt, I found peace that is so and all.
What I eat for breakfast, or for that matter, most any meal, isn't a tough decision for me. I'm not really a choosy eater. I'm usually ready to enjoy whatever my wife has planned for us. It isn't a hard choice for me as I get dressed for any occasion. I'm glad my wife can coordinate church ties and suits for me when I really need to dress up. And there are lots of things like these in my life that receive very little thought. But then, I have some financial planning going on that needs more attention. Certain decisions about health issues have weighed heavy in the balance in my mind. You know what I'm talking about in regards to the weight of decision making. Some things just don't need too much thought, while other things require serious consideration. I believe there is a decision that faces the Christian every day. I'd like to read from the New Testament book of Galatians, The Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the disciples of Christ who lived in that region of the world. It is a letter that has been preserved through the centuries and included into the New Testament as inspired instructions for Christians of every generation. The section of letter I would read presents this important decision that faces us in our daily walk of faith in Jesus Christ. Let's share the word together as I read from Galatians chapter 5, beginning in verse 16. The Apostle Paul writes, "So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other." This text identifies the nature of the sinful flesh and the nature of the Spirit-led life. Some will say that Christians have already made this choice when accepting Jesus as Savior, and that is true. But obviously, as the Apostle writes to these churches and to these Christians who had already made their confession of faith and who had been reborn through their obedience to the Word by their repentance and baptism, they still faced the decision as to whether or not they would choose to be led by the Spirit or by fleshly desires. The way that the Apostle addresses them is to conclude that they would surely choose to be led by the Spirit. But note that it was up to the individuals to keep in step with the Spirit rather than being drawn back into the acts of the sinful nature. I made the statement earlier in our program that this decision could not be made by anyone except believers. If a person has not yet come to faith in Jesus Christ and received the gift of the Holy Spirit when he or she is baptized into Christ, then being led by the Holy Spirit is not a choice. The gift of the Holy Spirit is promised to those who come in faith to Jesus Christ. Jesus made the following statement when teaching the truth about his identity and the necessity of all coming to him to believe in him. He said, "Unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." Those are the words of Jesus Christ. He said it. Coming to believe in him as the Savior of the world, the risen Lord of heaven and earth, the one who paid the price for our sins, through which our sins can be forgiven, is essential for salvation and for the inheritance of an eternal reward from God. The gospel of Jesus Christ clearly teaches that salvation comes through the precious blood of Jesus shed upon cross. The Apostle Peter announced the promised Holy Spirit to those who by faith were baptized into Christ for the remission of their sins. So the decision to live by the Spirit is a decision that faces us who believe, who have exercised our faith and surrendered our lives to Jesus, having accepted the grace of God through faith and in obedience to His Word. As children of God, we are called to live obedient lives. This scripture text has led us to hear that appeal from the Apostle. God is speaking to us this very day to choose the Spirit-led life. It is a choice that will confront us again tomorrow. Look again at the attitudes and the actions of the sinful desires of the flesh in the text and compare them to the fruit of the Spirit that is listed. Our choice will be reflected in the attitudes and in the actions that are evidenced by our choice of lifestyles. Eternal destiny is in the balance of this choice. I hope and pray that all who hear this message will give serious consideration to this choice. And for anyone who is listening who has never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, let us encourage you to open your heart to the good news so that you also can choose to live a life led by the Spirit of God.
So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Smilers never lose and frowners never win. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in. Mommy told me something a little boy should know. It's all about the devil, and I've learned to hate him so. She says he causes trouble when you let him in the room. He will never ever leave you if your heart is filled with gloom. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Smilers never lose and frowners never win. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in.
I forget to say my prayers, the devil jumps with glee.
With glee.
But he feels so awful, awful when he sees me on my knees.
My knees.
So if you're tired of trouble and you never seem to win, just open up your heart and let the sun shine in.
So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Smilers never lose and frowners never win. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in.
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.